Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity 2022. Trinity will also be the name of Volkswagen's first electric car. How appropriate, since on a grander scale, sometimes it seems Jesus bequeathed the keys to this car called his kingdom to a 16-year-old hormone-addled adolescent. But so far, the promise of three of these keys has kept humanity from driving his car off a cliff: wisdom, hope, and truth. Up to the first half of the 20th century, these keys helped even public school children in the U.S. start their day. In many classrooms, Psalm 23 went hand in hand with the Pledge of Allegiance in helping kids know the comfort of an ever-present protective spirit bigger than themselves. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Then, constitutionalists ruled public access to such blessed assurance unconstitutional. A constitution is defined as a body of fundamental principles according to which a state or other organization is acknowledged to be governed. By what surer system could a body be governed than one accessed via wisdom, hope, and truth? These keys are encased in the Trinity of this Sunday's Mass readings, accompanied by Psalm 8, which opens within us the awareness to ask God, "What is man that you should be mindful of him?" The psalmist then answers, "You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet." This 16-year-old jerk? Yes, we can be jerks, but we're smart enough to want those keys our Father offers. Wisdom? This virtue was God's partner at humanity's constitution. And this is from reading 1, Proverbs, chapter 8. Quote, "Beside him as his craftsman, I was his delight day by day," wisdom tells us, "playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the human race," unquote. Hope? In reading 2 from Romans, Paul tells us that's what keeps us perpetual adolescents from surrendering to the raging human hormones afflicting us, because, quote, "affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us," unquote. Truth? John's Gospel tells us this is Christ's Spirit, the godly positioning system that promises to guide us to all truth, from John chapter 16. Ultimately, this is what keeps us stupid humans from veering off into oblivion. Faith, hope, and truth. Without those keys, we perpetual 16-year-old adolescents would be calling oblivion our kingdom. But as long as we keep reaching for those keys, we'll always have access to the love manifested in God the Father, Son, and Spirit. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.